Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to another episode of the Crypto Maniacs Podcast. I'm Jongo. That's Task. Before we get into it, we got to see how Task's weekend was, all the exciting things he did over the past 5 days. What was it, man? How'd you do, man? I'm sure you did a lot, or were you just on Threads?
Leo Glossary. And Threads. Music on Leo. Usual. It's called consistency, to the point it's boring. Yeah. But that's what it is. And, you know, it's we profess it, and it's like, I mean, it's what does it take to grow a network? It takes consistency. It takes activity. It takes action. Mm-hmm. There's no secret to this. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Leo in general, Hive in general, it's people want to show up once in a while and aren't building businesses. Well, that's why we're at the point we're at.
It was, we'll get into a few things, especially you trolling me all weekend. But it's something that we've beaten the dead horse, let's say. And
That's so out of character for us, John.
So yeah, I know. This is completely new. I mean,
we beat the horse till it's dead, then get in the car and run it over.
And then chop it up and serve it on a platter.
And then don't go dancing on top of it.
Yeah. So you were trolling me all weekend because the Buffalo Bills lost.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I found out from news on Leo. Yeah. By the way, not to interrupt you, you're getting trolled, because I know you're going to get emotional here on the Swifties. What do you think of the news on Leo? There's a lot of people, not a lot, but some people getting involved in that. So I think it's a positive, because you can find little tidbits of information that's like, okay, well, there is shit going on in the world outside of this.
I definitely have gotten quite a few tidbits over the weekend just from news on Leo. So it's good. It's good. I like seeing it. And
With you, I wasn't paying attention. Jimmy Adamas posted the score of the Bills Chiefs game. I didn't know it. I wasn't paying attention, and I was just working, and he posted how they missed a kick. You know, that's so Buffalo Bills, though.
Wide right, too.
Was it wide right also? Oh, gee, there's nothing historical there.
Yeah. So the reason I bring this up, not to troll myself here, right after the Bills lost, they put it out on their Twitter account, you know, a little heartbroken sign, and showed the final score. And I retweeted them and said, to be honest, I'm so used to this, it doesn't even hurt. It ended up pretty much being the biggest reply that the Buffalo Bills Twitter account got right after the game. At current count, I think it's like 50,000 impressions it generated, and, you know, hundreds and thousands of likes and reblogs and or retweets, excuse me. And I put it out there yesterday on Threads. I was like, imagine if we just got a fraction of that. Like, I generated 50,000 basically page views for Twitter, didn't get a penny for it. Imagine if we all did that. Now, I obviously, Twitter's got the numbers, Twitter's got the social reputation as being a place that's active, but I think this is where it comes into we are responsible and able to create something majestic here, because if we just got a fraction of that, and Cal put the numbers out, he said that would have generated like 2,000 Leo purchased off the market just from one thread.
Mm-hmm.
That to me should, I got excited, but I think everyone that's invested in Leo should hear that and go like, okay, I'm done. I'm just going to use threads for everything, for absolutely everything. I'm using threads.
Well, yeah, and you're absolutely correct. And we should be doing 50,000 page views per day at a minimum, and getting 2,000 Leo bot per day. And what you have is, how many times did I say, before you reply to a thread, if you're on desktop, open it up. There's a click. Okay, it's going to take a lot of clicks. But I put out a thread today. I don't know if you caught it. But I said, what if we have a million threads with songs in them? A million threads. That's a million threads that people can return to on a regular basis and click. You know, now, you're not going to get all million clicked every day. But right. That's why YouTube is so huge. That's why you go to YouTube, the same damn song is in there seven times, and they all have like 1.5 million, 2 million, 3 million views or plays or whatever the hell they call it. Why is that? And yes, it's the numbers. I understand that. But it's also the fact you look at the video and it was uploaded 14 years ago. So this is what Cal's talked about with lifetime views and, you know, putting a picture of your lunch. Nobody gives a shit. You know, writing up what the price of Bitcoin is now, okay, that's pertinent information for the moment, but in 2 days, who gives a shit? Because the price of Bitcoin is either going to be higher or lower in 2 days. You know, so what you have is you want to give people, and somebody put out a thread, and I think this is a great term, or a comment, excuse me, in one of my posts, and he said meaningful. Meaningful information for the user, not quality, meaningful. Now, meaningful could be a thread because, hey, if you're looking for the score of the Bills Chiefs game, then what Jimmy Adams put out there is meaningful. If you don't give a shit, then it's not meaningful. You don't care. If you are looking at, you know, what's going on in the Ukraine, you know, somebody puts a headline up there, that's meaningful to you. If you don't really care, then you don't care. It's not meaningful. But this is where it becomes a numbers game, and this is why I keep saying, fill the database. Yes, it'd be great if you threw up something, John, going and got 50,000 views. We don't have those type of numbers to go from that perspective where one thing we put up is going to get 50,000 views. So we need 50,000 fucking things that get one view.
All right.
You know, and we need to view all the stuff that's on there, and then we... You know, I'm looking at the songs I put up and the songs that I listen to. You know, while I'm doing this, I'll just open up a thread and listen to a song that's in there. And I got some of these to 10, 12, 15 times that I've listened to them over the last month. Okay, that's not setting the world on fire. But there's 4,000 damn songs on Leo. If each of them got 10 songs in a month, there's 40,000 just with that. You know, this is the point. And where are we going to be 2 years from now if we have 500,000 songs? And then you start going into other facets. That's how it builds. So, yeah, while we don't have the numbers, it's imperative that people click on as many different pages and threads as they can. And I'm not talking just go around, surf around, click on stuff. But if you're going to answer a thread, right click and open it. You know, it's very easy. Instead of hitting reply in your notifications, click on the notification. It'll open up in a different window. Okay, I know it's different on mobile, but it'll open up in an extra tab. You then answer it and X out of it. It's a click. It's a page view. You know, people need to be listening to their music on here. Yeah, it doesn't autoplay. It doesn't do this. No shit. But guess what? Spotify doesn't pay you any more than Twitter is going to pay Django for this, you know, X impression thing that he sent out. You know, it all comes back to the same thing.
It's literally the powers in our own hands. I got to do a little shameless promotion for Leo here too. Eric let us know in the Leo team Discord that over the next week or so, Leo is going to be sponsoring and gifting 100 premium memberships. And the only way, the only thing you need to do to be entered to win one of these premium memberships is to create content on the In Leo platform.
People should be doing that anyway if they have Leo power. I mean, let's be honest. Peak D doesn't give you anything. Easton C doesn't give you points. But, you know, it's – I mean, where's your priority? And, yeah, I know there's issues with Leo. There's issues with everything. Go to Twitter. There's no issues with Twitter. There's no issues with YouTube. Go over there.
Yeah, you're not going to get paid, right? I mean, like, well, and you don't own anything.
Oh, you want to get paid too. Well, you know, what do you want? I mean, you want the seamlessness of YouTube that's been around for 20 years or 18 years, or do you want to have to deal with some issues, but, you know, get compensated?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, shameless promotion out there for you guys listening, go create some content on the In Leo platform specifically and get entered to potentially get gifted a premium membership. And you saw it on Threads over the past like 24 hours. People are just jumping into Threads going, oh my gosh, I just saw that I had a premium membership. This is
did they start just distributing them?
They just start, as far as I know, it's just being distributed. It's literally until the end of January. So they're going to be giving out these things for the next like 7 days, 8 days here nonstop. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a great idea. I mean, it's, you know, somebody's coughing up, probably Cal coughing up 1,000 HBD, which guess what? That's going to go by Leo. It's going to go by Hive and stick that in the liquidity pool. And of course, with the way the prices have gone down, that's going to be buying more of that if the prices stay down, and that'll be stuck in that liquidity pool.
Yep. It's a beautiful thing. And we're even giving out the premium membership tomorrow, thanks to DKid14 on La Olive Show. So
the Olive is showing up again. The Olive is alive.
The Olive is alive. So 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, I'll be giving out.
What time is that in my time zone,
John? Yeah, in your time zone, worldclock.com, I think, will help you with that, sir. Or google.com, either or. So, okay. That sounded like a dead animal. That was my dog whining right here. Anyways, shall we get into people's questions, comments, suggestions, rants, all sorts of fun things? Let's get into it. Well, there you go. Look at Eliana's even like donating stuff to us. Look at that. Eliana said she would too. Wow, look at that. Heck yeah. Before we get into Eliana's very gracious offer, thank you, Mrs. Gomez. This is what I've had to put up with for the past 48 hours now, 36 hours from task.
Warren, dude, like, I'll ask one of the questions in the Threadcast because I put it there. Yeah. Does anybody remember when Jongo said the Super Bowl would be the Bills and the 49ers? Does anybody recall that?
We wanted a Chris Berman Super Bowl, man. Like everyone did. No one wants to see Taylor Swift except for the Swifties. No one that watches football cares.
Well, I didn't watch Taylor Swift. I didn't watch Jason Kelce or whatever his name is running around with his shirt off. And yeah. I certainly didn't watch the game. But
this is what I got to put up with, folks. Let me just do a quick refresh here to make sure we have the newest questions, comments, suggestions. IJAT is up first. Let's see. Question, is that premium reward available to whom currently have premium status? I would assume not. I don't know. I think it's to get more people using premium, but I'm not 100% sure.
I wouldn't see how they could do it because I don't think you can premium anybody early. So,
I know what DKid is doing for me. He gave me the 10 HBD. So tomorrow, what I'll do is someone who's at La Olive, at Leo Live, I will gift it to someone who's in attendance, who's taking part in the Threadcast. You know, super simple. And the thing is that you'll notice something, Task. I don't know if you've seen this, But the majority of the people that take action and are involved in Threadcasts, like, look right here. I'm just, well, obviously Cal, but I mean, iJets, Drax, they're all premium already. Isn't that interesting? The people that are premium seem to be using the tools that Threads presents, like Threadcasts. So products of the product. I like it. I like it. Look at Eliana just using the Taylor Swift reference. Thank you. Appreciate it. Just shake it off. Yeah, Cal said there's been a lot of competitions to earn the free 1 month premium. So this is what, you know, what's really cool is that this is, I mean, you know, I'm not going to try to, yeah, too much of a fanboy, but disclaimer, this is fanboy show. Is it pretty much the best product out there in the crypto space?
Is what? Premium?
Premium.
I don't know because I can't.
You don't know anything else out there. I mean, say with me. It's like I'm making a big statement here, and I don't even pay attention.
What happened in the AFC football game from Jimmy Adames on Thread? So trust me, I have no idea about the other products out there in Web3. I will say this, and this is what I'm going to say, and I know Cal is in absolute agreement with me because we've kind of threaded about this or gone back and forth to comments or somewhere we've done this. The idea of Leo Premium, and I wrote an article last night, this stems from Amazon. Amazon has the model perfected. And it's to the point where if you use Amazon, if you're in the Amazon ecosystem, you are a horse's hind end if you don't have Amazon Prime. Because they have two-day shipping, they have Amazon Prime Video, they have Amazon Music, they have Amazon this, Amazon that, all this other stuff under Prime. Now, there's a lot of things you don't need Prime for. I mean, you can still shop, obviously. You just pay. I mean, hell, they even give you free shipping over $25. But under that, you have to pay. You know, they got IMDb and a few other websites and that stuff that's free. But the idea is to make Leo Premium so valuable. Right. That it's like, of course, I'll spend it 10 HBD for it. I'll give blood to get the 10 HBD if I need to, because if you're involved in Leo, you got to be a fool not to have premium. Right. And that's the goal. And I can't say it's to that point yet, but this is why I harp on putting things into the database, because I think one thing, Django, that'll basically suffice in terms of the value would be Leo AI. Now, I don't expect Leo AI to be like ChatGPT or Grok or any of those, but on a smaller scale, especially if there's different forms, it's more than just a chatbot. And I don't know what's required to create that, but that's what I put forth. Like you can create image and get an image generator out of it and things of that nature. Then all of a sudden it's like 10 HBD for these features and these capabilities. Right. Absolutely. So, you know, I think that's really the goal that Cal has probably over the next 3 to 6 months is to keep building features into the platform, but also keep building features for Leo Premium to the point where, and his goal is, he stated that to get 1,000 premium members, that's 10,000 HBD a month buying Hive and Leo, sticking in the liquidity pool. You know, what is that doing? Then, like you notice, you got the check marks. Those people with premium tend to be more active. What does that do for page views and ad revenue? It increases it. So it's
perpetual motion. We just need to get people moving here. Like once it gets moving, like this will be, it already is to me, but I mean, it will be like the pretty much the greatest economy in crypto, and it'll all be here in the Everything app that you guys have been talking about for years here. So,
yeah, it's called the flywheel, and what it does is it starts spinning faster and faster, and so you get the exponential. So suddenly you go from, I don't know, like 13,000 page views a day. Next thing you know, you're at 75,000 page views a day, and it's like you skip the whole thing in between because it just goes faster and faster.
Yeah. Brando said, well, Cal obviously agreed with us. He said yes, so I think he agrees that it's the greatest value in crypto. Brando says he's late. What are we ranting about? We haven't really ranted, man.
We're ranting about people who are on Leo who don't do enough. So Brando, yeah. do more.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, everyone should do more. Jay Feng.
150 threads per day minimum.
Minimum. I like it. Jay Feng is here, which is awesome because he hasn't been here live for a while, but he said it's been a while since he's been to a Threadcast. So he wants to know if I'm playing any Hive games right now. Not really. I mean, I got Rising Star in the background, but it's not, you know, I don't play it because it's not really a game. It's kind of just clicking.
Your big thing's Hollow Zing. That's your big next.
Hollows, but I'm not playing it, right? Like, no, I'm just. Right now, it's stacking, and Hollow Zing just released their referral program, which is great. So, anybody that wants to set me as the referrer, you can, and you'll be my best friend. But other than that, nah, man. I mean, I'm totally out of Splinterlands. I haven't looked at Splinterlands in about a year now, so I have no idea what's going on with that. But generally,
let me ask you a question, Django, yes. About that. We don't see much Splinterland stuff on Threads. Does that surprise you or it doesn't surprise you?
I mean, I see a few things here and there, but this is what I never really understood with Splinterland. Splinterland set up their own front end. Mm-hmm. Splinterlands is built on the blockchain. Splinterland's even got a mobile app. Maybe I don't even know if it's still around, but I'm guessing it is. They don't make any effort at all. Well, they might mention it here and there, but they don't push, hey, players, go create content. Hey, players, go use these front ends to talk about the game, share the game, talk. Like, they don't really seem to, they didn't a year ago. Maybe it's changed, but I haven't seen it. I don't think it's in their game plan to leverage the social aspects of the blockchain. I think their game plan is to try to cater to the bigger market, the gaming market, and which is fine. That's their game plan. It's fine. But I don't think it's in the DNA of the game itself to tell their members or tell their users, hey, go create content. Go talk about this game on platform. Maybe it is. I mean, I know they do these little, you know, do your weekly post things, but you know, I don't.
Yeah, see it'll be interesting once Hollow Zing goes live to see if Asidio and his team take a little different approach, and also when Simple Game brings his stuff to the market, if he'll take a different approach. So it'll be interesting to see if a couple of the upcoming games, if they'll they'll push the social side in the. I guess you could say the marketing aspect of it by having people, you know, talk about their results.
I've said this for years. The greatest marketing team a company can ever create is raving fans.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Without doubt. Word of mouth. I mean, if your users are out there talking about the stuff, support that.
Yeah,
support that.
That's what Elon Musk generated with Tesla. He doesn't have to advertise. He's got people creating videos all over YouTube talking about Tesla.
Apple barely. I think the only ad I've seen in Apple over the years has been like that iconic iPod app ad like 15 years ago. Like they don't spend
it. Once in a while, they'll do some advertisement. They got a new product release coming up.
But it's few and far in between. It's not like Coca-Cola.
Well, right. They don't have any products that they release. Last product was the iBuds or whatever they call them.
Yeah, right. Cal said here, the goal is that premium is such a no-brainer value proposition. Everyone who uses it, Leo, regularly feels like it makes no sense to not have it. Kind of like frequent Amazon users having Prime. Exactly. Just what you mentioned. Like, I mean, it's going to be just laden with value. People would be silly if they're using this to not be pro.
Yeah. And then you run some simple numbers and you start to get, let's say, 2,500 Prime users a month, which that's not a lot. Premium. That's not a lot. And you start to then turn around and say, okay, 25,000 HBD a month, buying Hive, buying Leo, and getting stuck in a liquidity pool. That starts to add some significant buy value, especially for Leo, to the point where, you know, $12,500 buying Leo every month. That and this isn't even the ad revenue. This leads into the ad revenue, as Django was saying, because if you are a Prime member, odds are you're going to be. When you look into networking, one of the things is, Django, not every node's the same. And all of a sudden you got 2,500 power nodes, you know, because these people are doing a lot more than just somebody who just showed up out of the blue. And so this makes it even more powerful platform and a more powerful ecosystem and a more powerful network. And that just feeds into the ad revenue, which then guess what? That ends up being cycled through and the whole thing just keeps flywheeling.
There you go. iJats, who's actually in Vim as well, is asking on Threadcast here. Question, could all pictures and photos uploaded to Threads be cleaned of their metadata? I've seen that Mastodon does that. It's probably even more relevant for blockchain registered data due to their immutability.
Well, the photos aren't on the blockchain. So I would imagine that's up to the servers that are used and where they're using them. And right. Don't forget the these are servers that people are renting. Hyblocks rents their image server. So Hyblocks. Hyblock rents their image server. Cal has some type of image server set up. You know, I don't know what the criteria is of that stuff, but they're ultimately at the mercy of whatever the terms of service are for the company providing those servers.
Right. There you go. One Alpha has a question. Django, where did you calculate the 13.38 curation APR? Where did I find it? I found it on Hivestats. Hivestats is like my favorite website on the blockchain other than Leo. I frequent it pretty much every day just to like poke around and see. Now, that's APR across the board. I don't think that's Leo APR. I would love, and I know that that's definitely in the pipeline, but I would love to see Hive Stats like a Leo Stats version. You know, gamifying it, you know, and I know Cal has mentioned it before, like having in your dashboard, like, you know, it's in the green. That means you're doing better. Like, what can you improve upon curation and how active you are and the thread counts and all of those numbers just spit out and thrown in front of me. I don't know about you, Tass, but I would just be like gaga, you know, just it would just be insane for me. I would love it. But yeah, One Alpha, it's all on Hive Stats. But that's the APR curation for Hive across the board for me, not specifically to Leo specific. But yeah, I can't wait for Leo specific stats. Because I don't know about you, Tass, but I love seeing the thread counts go up on my account because I'm psycho like that. No?
I'm just hoping they put ads on Hive Stats soon. Throw ads up on there, damn it.
Yeah. There you go.
Perfect. Everything should have an ad on it.
Ads for the world. Brando says, I've noticed the Splinterlands community is very active on X. If you post Splinterlands related stuff there, I'm getting a lot more impressions than with other posts. We should figure out a way to get them here come up with something. Yeah, it's this is the Hive, the degenerates that are Hive users, like just
yeah. It's
we that's love not, us some X.
that's not Splinterlands. That's Hive in general. All these users are over on X. They don't use Hive. They just talk about Hive, and for years they've talked about, well, we have our own blockchain. We have our own social network that we can talk about stuff. We're not like Ethereum that has to use Reddit or Twitter to talk about their blockchain. Well, what the fuck are you guys doing? You're all over on X talking about your shit, you know. So,
and this is a devil's advocate, but you know, this is where I go with this every time we talk about this. I have no problem with people on X talking about what we're doing here and promoting it, and I think that's a great way because that's the bigger fish pond, that's the bigger ocean to attract people.
What are you promoting? But the
problem is if they come here and there's nothing here, that's the problem. If you hear someone going around talking about how much Hive is great and Leo is great, and then they go to the account and the last post they made was 6 days ago.
Or 6 months ago.
6 months ago. You're not a product of the product. You're just a salesperson.
You asked about Leo Premium and in Web3. I can't answer for Web3, but it's the only game in town. It's the only service that I know of on Hive. You don't have any other services. So, you know, Hive will be eclipsed. I don't want to say Hive will be eclipsed, but Leo will be the front runner with Leo Premium. Just if there's a few more features built into it where it does get to the point, Cal, saying it's a no-brainer for anybody on Leo, that'll be the biggest thing on Hive.
Right.
Because it's the only thing on Hive. Really.
That's a good point. iJets follows a question up here. Sorry, that just reloaded there on me. As far as I've seen, a big part of Splinterland's marketing and echo channels goes through gaming guilds. That usually includes dozens of thousands of members and always multi-chains with Hive being one of the low-profile ones there. Yeah, let me be brutally honest with you. As much as everyone wants to rave and you say Splinterlands has done all this for Hive. Really? Or are they just using, which is fine, using Hive, the tech, and then promoting their product? Which is what they should be doing. But the idea that it's been this flood of people coming to Hive because Splinterlands uses Hive, they might have accounts, but what do they do after that? That's what I've seen over the years of you playing Splinterlands, being trying to build up my everything on Hive, trying to build it up. I've seen a lot of people talking about stuff, but when it comes down to... Well, let's talk about that tomorrow on La Olive, shall we? We'll have some fun with that. Brando. As for games on Hive, in my opinion, we need games that aren't just like click six times a day games. Playing first, DeFi second. Yeah, and I'm, you know, I mean, you heard, this was the thing with CyberX was supposed to be this, you know, the shooter, the first-person shooter, and everyone was ecstatic about it. I guess it's just, it's hard to create that type of thing. I don't know what, I'm so out of the loop with blockchain gaming because I was so pissed off with just like everything, my experience, that I just kind of like ignored everything. So I don't even know what's hot, what's out there. I have no idea. And I'm sure Task could tell us what's hot in online gaming with blockchain stuff though, because he's the biggest gamer.
I could, but I'm not going to.
He's hiding for it. That's
it's my secret.
Yep. Jay Fang says, I think there's some marketing through the weekly challenges. They do require you to share it on at least one other platform. I think X, Reddit, Publish X tends to be the other platforms. Oh, they're pushing things to publish OX, huh? That's a fantastic platform. Thing that's not on a blockchain, but pays out in crypto. So it's Web3.
And actually got crushed by the SEC.
Mm, there you go.
Didn't they? I think they were crushed by the SEC.
No, that was that was Odyssey.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Odyssey, that the video platform, Odyssey or whatever it used to be called. I forget what it was called before. Anyways, One Alpha question: do you know who benefits in Leo Ads reward calculation algorithm? Leo delegation recipient or the original stake owner? It's the stakeholder. So if you delegate 100,000 Leo to someone, they don't get that. It's the person who delegated it out. Yeah. See, look at, I'm such a tech whiz, Task. I even knew that answer.
I'm shocking. No, I'm very impressed with your technical abilities.
Oh, dude. It's
they far outpace your football fandom.
It's draft season for me, sir, right now. So I'm not even thinking football. iJet says we could set up a Leo SPS liquidity pool. Isn't that is there? I think that's a joke though, right? I think he's joking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be a product of the product, D Kid says. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Just it's literally, this is, again, Cass just mentioned it. And we just touched on it. The greatest sales marketing strategy in the world is word of mouth. People do business with those they know, like, and trust. So
here's the deal. Let me ask you. If all of us moved to Leoland, which was just a prairie in the middle of Nebraska, and all of us Leos were in Leoland.
I like it.
And we're just in this field with a few trees, and that's it. And we say, okay, time to get building. Are half of us going to leave and go to Omaha and start talking about Leoland in Omaha? Are you going to build the fucking house? You're going to build a general store? You're going to start putting in some plumbing? You're going to pave some roads? This is what, you know, are you going to go and, oh, well, we got to market. Market what? You're an empty field. Everybody on Hive sleeping in goddamn tents. And all these people are saying, we have to go to New York City and promote Hiveland. What, a bunch of fools sleeping in tents on the ground? Because that's all you have. Well, we need to figure out a new narrative. Yeah, because you have nothing to sell. No services. Build Leo AI. Then you have Leo Premium. Then you can run and start talking about it. I mean, you know, it's Splinterlands, to their credit. They went around talking about Splinterlands because they built something. They have something.
Yep.
What else is there?
Mm. Lots of money. Frank.
We can't talk about that. So what the hell else do you have?
Mm-hmm. Jay Fang mentioned that he did join Hive because of Splinterlands, so it does bring people over.
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, it's... You know, I don't wish any ill will on Splinterlands.
I want them all the success in the world. I want Aggroad and Yabba to be extremely, they are, but I want them to be even more successful. I'm all for it. Go get it.
Yeah, because if they get 100 million users, a percentage of them will find their way here.
They'll trickle over.
You know, like half of the percent or whatever, fine.
Yeah. Yes, Andersino said, damn, you are live. Yes, sir. Yes, we are. Hi. God willing, we're alive. Nifty Island from IJAT says, is one of the hot games in the metaverse right now because they allow 89 plus PvP collections like Azekai BYI converted into playable avatars in the game. They launched a week ago. This is funny because I remember hearing about this years ago with the ability to take your NFT and make it playable in all different games and stuff. So I any of this stuff that's on like Ethereum and Polygon and Solana or whatever the hot blockchain of the day is, I'm so in my little bubble. And it's a blessing and a curse, man. I mean, I'm sure I miss out on opportunity after opportunity, but listen, this is my thinking, and I wrote about it last night. I'm focused here. I'm either going to go down with the ship, or it's going to be my retirement forever and ever. Amen. I learned a long time ago, when I spread myself too thin, not only do I get stressed the hell out, but I don't get the results I want. I am not rich from my Hive and Leo efforts. I will look at diversifying once I'm rich from Hive and Leo. So for now, I'm focusing on this and everything else. I'm sure I'm missing tons of opportunity. I've been told, John, you're too loyal to this blockchain. You got to get out. It's not going anywhere. I've heard it for years and years and years. I'm going down with the ship, or I'm going to sail across to the new world. One of the two things are going to happen, but I'm not going to go and try to spread myself too thin because I've done that with online businesses. And it's failed miserably when I had too many things going. Thank you for listening to my rant. Appreciate it. I think there was other questions way at the beginning, I think. Other than Tass clowning me. It's fine. Tass wants to know, remember when Jongo said the Super Bowl would be Bills? Yeah. Will I break down and show emotion? No. Boomer Tunes wants to know if this is the Taylor and Travis show or no. I have no Chiefs hat task. Esme Smith, do you think we should ask other tribes communities on Hives to post information about their contests on In Leo. I'm sure that would bring engagement and more people to Leo.
No, you can't ask other communities do what people on Leo won't do. We've asked people on Leo to do more and they don't do shit.
That's a good point.
You know, it's communities know Leo's there. They know Threads is there. So if they're not using it, the question is why not? Right. And, you know, ActiveFit throws up a post here or a thread here and there. VSC throws up posts here and there. But you know what? Go look at those communities on X. You'll see them all over the place. So, yeah. You know, it comes back to the same damn thing. I don't give a shit about the outside. We are the ones who have to build this to the next level. And that means a whole bunch of us going balls to the walls, going to the extremes, putting up numbers that are absurd, and then doing it again and doing it again and doing it again. So we get the thread counts up. We get the page counts up. We get the blog posts up. We get all this stuff up because you are not going to attract people based upon these shit numbers. You are just not. And anybody who sits there and just says, well, you know, I'm going to go and hang out, or why don't we do this outside? No, why don't you put in 10 hours on Leo Threads like you do on X? Why don't you put the same effort into Threads as you do on Discord? You know, that's the difference. And, you know, why am I over the top? Because I'm like you, Jungo. I'm going down with the ship. But it's like, don't even try, anybody try to say anything until you can outproduce me. I mean, I'll have 30 blog posts today, you know, and I'll probably have 50 or 75 threads. What is everybody else doing? And do I expect everybody to do this? No. But in my blog post last night, it's like, I've talked about building businesses. How about recipes on Leo? How fucking hard is that? Anybody out there cook? If you cook, you can do recipes on Leo. Put up your favorite recipes. Okay, you have to be a premium member to do that. Why? Because you probably, odds are your recipes are more than 240 characters. But how about recipes on Leo? Just like we have news on Leo, we could have recipes on Leo. You know, dude, how about history on Leo? How about that? Could we do that? Yeah.
I think I know the answer to this, and follow me here, because this is something I've had to deal with for 20 years of trying to build businesses online. There's an employee mindset and there's an owner mindset in this world. Mm-hmm. For better or worse, it's no judgment on anyone, but there's literally people that think, I'm going to punch a clock. Mm-hmm. And if anything is outside of that prescribed duty list, whatever.
Yeah.
Then there's other people that say, I'm going to hustle. I'm going to do this because it's building something for the future. So whatever it takes, I'll do it. And 99.9% of the people in the world, majority of the people that are on Leo, the majority of people that are on Hive, have the employee mindset.
Yeah. In this realm, I would say we can just switch it up and say owner and user. I just use it. I'm a user. And then they complain they have no money. Well, you don't have the option of being a user if you have Leo power. You are an owner. So start acting like an owner. And I go even one step further from the owner employee. I get even harsher and cruder. It's owner and slave mindset. And if you are a slave mindset, it shows in all of your affairs. You either own what's going on or you're a slave to those who do. And if you're over on X, you're a slave to Elon. If you're over on YouTube, you're a slave to Google. If you're over on Facebook, you're a slave to Zuckerberg. They call the shots. They're benefiting. They became multi-billionaires. Okay, Elon didn't become a billionaire off Twitter, but Jack Dorsey did. And you are just enriching them. And guess what you own? Zero. Nada. Zip. You are just giving it away. You're giving your labor. You're giving your efforts away. Gee, that sounds like slavery. Somebody else profiting off of your efforts, and you have no say about it. And then what are you going to say? Yeah, well, they have now that live thing, so at least they're adjusting that. But exactly. So what are you pissing and moaning about? You have the opportunity. And it's like, you don't take advantage of it. So I, for years, have said, people on high, people on Leo have to have the ownership mindset. But what does everybody do? Cal needs to do this. No, what are you doing? You know, if you own the business, guess what? And the toilet's clogged, guess what you do? You go in and take the plunger and fix the damn toilet. Yeah. Because that's what an owner does. You do whatever needs to be done. And you don't work 9 to 5. You don't do it when it's convenient. You don't do it after I do everything with the family. Anybody who's owned a business knows it's all consuming. And that's why these assholes will sit there and say, oh, well, he or she's wealthy. Those business owners. Well, guess what? They're the motherfuckers who can't quit. You know, you own a business. You are the one person in the company who can't quit.
Yeah.
Can't be fired, but you can't quit either. You're locked in. And, you know, I there's no doubt, Django, there's equal opportunity with Leo. There's not going to be equal outcome. We are going to have the same percentages of rich people off Leo, because most people on Leo, just like on Hive, just like in social media, just like in society in general, most people are slugs. And it really is that. I mean, you look at them, they're overweight, they have shitty home lives, their careers suck, they have no money. And all the answers to this is out there. So it's not like how to lose 50 pounds. You can't Google that and come up with 1,000 different very valid suggestions. How to make more money in spare time. Okay, you got to sift through all the scams, but the how-tos are going to be valid tips about, you know, maybe get a part-time job, maybe start a home business, maybe try to figure out how to take a hobby and monetize it. All those valid suggestions. Now, how do I have a better relationship with my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, girlfriend? You can Google that and get 1,000 different things. What do people do? I'm going to sit there and watch reruns of Seinfeld, you know, or I'm going to go on Twitter and piss and moan about how shitty my life is and post pictures about how shitty my life is. You know,
I'll never understand that.
What are you doing? It's like, so now you come to Leo and it's like the same thing. Oh, well, this place sucks. It's broken. Somebody posts, I haven't been here in a while. So what? You think we care? I mean, honestly, it sounds cold, but do you think we care? Do you think the dude who's building a house and out there in the sun every day and building this apartment complex by hand, all of a sudden you show up after 3 months and says, oh, I haven't been around a while. Do you think he'll care? He'll say, where the hell? Just shut up and get in here and start working. Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like, I haven't been here in a while. Well, so what? Who cares? My life is this. I don't care. Nobody cares.
It's like everyone that hears you complain, they're either one of two things. They're either just there to watch the drama unfold or thankful that it's not them that it's happening to. So that's what happens.
Or there's a third one. The ones who don't even fucking see it because they're too busy building shit that they don't even pay attention to your dumb ass.
Yeah.
You know, It's like your builders are not your biggest complainers. Why? They're too busy fucking building. They don't have time to piss and moan. And if
that was
they go fix it.
The owner and the employee mindset. It was like that. Everybody who used to spend the hundreds, if not thousands of dollars with my company month in and month out, never complained. The people that were always trying to do it for free and nickel and dime, guess who were the loudest complainers?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it all breaks down to that, and people then wonder why their lot in life and their family's lot in life and their country's lot in life is always the same, and they want to blame everybody else when it's like you're just a slave. So the elites can pull you around by your puppet strings because you are a puppet. You cannot think of any other way other than being a puppet. And it's like, oh, but it's too hard. I have to, you know, go make dinner and then I have to go clean my house and then I got to do this and I got to do that. And I got, so what? So what? You know, Elon Musk is the richest person in the world and the motherfucker works 100 hours a week. Now, is that a little excessive? Depends on what your goal is.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's his thing. Right.
Well, he's involved in a few areas where he feels he can have a major impact on humanity. It's not like he's doing it for the money. No, he doesn't need the money.
Yeah.
But Let me ask you, John Go, you've owned businesses. Have you worked 100 hours in a week?
There's definitely been weeks.
Did you get paid overtime for every hour?
No, sir. No.
I mean,
I didn't even get attaboys.
Yeah. Yeah. So why'd you do it? Because it was your damn business and it needed to be done.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're on Leo, it's your own damn business. It needs to be done. And so, I can't fix the node issue. I can't do the development. I can't add more features to the website. But you know what I can do? I can put a lot of data on there. That's within my capability.
Yep.
So what's in your capability? So where is recipes on Leo? Where's history on Leo? Where's sports on Leo? Where is, you know, any of this stuff? I mean, you can pick any topic. You can pick any area and start putting valuable information on there that, A, not only might be useful for the community, but B, also feeds into Leo AI.
Speaking of people that I've known for a long time, that in the years and years and years of knowing her, I've never heard her complain once. She might be onto something here. Lisa has a question. I like the new way of doing playlists. Why are you only using the Music on Leo tag in the first post on the playlist?
The reason being is two reasons. First off is, it gets too cumbersome if you put it in every single thread underneath the main. What she's talking about is, and let me tangent into this. Over the last week, 5 days something, we've been playing with thread, with playlists, going back to something we did 6-7 months ago. And what that is you throw up a thread and then underneath go the song. So it's basically like a thread storm, but it's a playlist. You put up the first thread. Here's a playlist of AC/DC. And then you put all the AC/DC songs that you want in the playlist below. And so what happens is you simply have 10, 12, 15, 20, whatever number of songs below. So you open up the thread and there's all the songs as threads, and you just scroll down and they're embedded. So you hit play. The problem we ran into months and months ago, problem number one is at that time we were just using the share, the link to the YouTube songs. The problem with that, for whatever reason, even to this day, as far as I know, Leo recognizes every other one. You can't have two, URLs in a row. So you'd have one with the embedded playlist in it. Then the next thread would just be the URL. So you click on that and it takes you to YouTube. Then the third one would have the player in it. The fourth one would just have the URL. And then of course we were having threads lost and stuff like that. So you didn't even know where the hell they went. So now that the platform's stable and we have premium, now we can embed the songs underneath the main thread. And that's what Lisa and I have been doing over the last four or five days, is just playing with this. This is something that, you know, as I said, a bunch of us did tokenized and Wealth West. We did this back 6-7 months ago. And so getting back to your question, Lisa, is the first thing is it just gets to be too much if you do that at, if you put the Music on Leo at the thread level, then the Music on Leo community just gets bogged down where just go to the damn playlist and there's all the songs, number one. Number two is for the Music on Leo database, they got to be top level threads. So if you have a thread underneath as part of a playlist, you have a song underneath, that's a second level thread. So when you click on it and you open it up, it's actually underneath the main thread, which then if you try to copy in that paste into Music on Leo database, it doesn't work very well. So what we basically do, and that's fine because, you know, like YouTube, we can have the same song in many, many different threads. That doesn't matter. Music on Leo is going to be evolving and changing anyway, as I've said, and it's going to be more of a reference center. And yes, you want people clicking off that to the individual thread and listening to the song there. The playlist, Yeah, hopefully people right-click on it, those on desktop, and open up the thread so it gets a page view and listen to it there. But it's not necessary if you have 10 songs in a row. You just hit play and then scroll down. And when that song's done, you hit play, scroll down. Because at least they opened up and it's a click on the thread list itself, on the playlist itself. So again, if you get a playlist that becomes very popular and over the time it's getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of plays a month, well, over time that's going to add up. So now if you get thousands and thousands of playlists that people make and they start sharing them and things of that nature, then, you know, you have something. So again, it's the idea is to keep building the numbers so that if all of a sudden somebody does a search with Pink Floyd, The Wall, you could get 6, 7, 8, 10 threads showing up. And, you know, they can go to whichever one they want to listen to. You know, all of a sudden Django shares out a playlist he does, and it's got, you know, 12 different songs of, you know, let's say he does a mixture and it's all different types of artists and music. Well, all of a sudden somebody's going through there. There, you know, 10, 12, 15 people click on that playlist. Well, now all of a sudden they're listening to that. So, you know, there's 15 clicks on that playlist. And, you know, all of this just adds up. It's just numbers and it's just linking stuff and trying to get stuff that's found and then put it in a format that can be shared.
There you go. I appreciated your top 100 hip hop playlists that you were doing. Thank you for that. Because I'm showing my age. And we have a price question to ask. It's been a while. You ready? It's a sure. price question. Now, Esme Smith wants to know, now that the market is shrinking the Hive price, what do you recommend Leo and Hive users do during these times? I think you should sell absolutely everything.
Build.
I mean, no, it's not build. Let's sell it all. Sell it all. It's Reds. It's not Green Candle Gang, man. We got to sell everything.
That's what Nonzo Wrights did. He posted he sold all his crypto.
Did he really?
That's what he said. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I didn't go check his account, but you know, it's you can't take the volatility, which is fine. If you can't take the pain, get out of the game. It's, you know, all these Fruit Loops are getting into crypto thinking it should always go up. But the answer to the question is build. As I've said all along, sure. You know, business building means that you build your business. You don't build based upon market pricing. So build. You know what I'm going to do? I don't give a fuck what the price of Hive or the price of Leo does over the next three months. I got 1,600 actor and actress pages that I have to build. I'm going to be threading. I'm going to be adding the music on Leo. Hopefully, we'll have polls in the next month or two, and I'll be adding polls to all these songs. I got a lot of work to do. So yeah. I'm going to do that whether the price of Hive goes to $1 or it goes to 10 cents. That's what business means. You show up and you put forth the effort. You know, the fascination with market pricing, unless you're a trader, is just absolutely absurd. You know, it's like somebody posted, I forget who it was, saying, well, now that we're poor again, it's like you were always poor. You just didn't realize it because business is wealth. Money's not wealth. That's why countries that just print up their money, they end up with, they're no richer. But countries that improve their economy, countries that build businesses, they get richer over time.
Nonzo was joking, apparently. That's what
maybe it was. I didn't look. But, you know, there's people who take that. And it's like, okay, well, if you can't take the heat, I understand. And it's like crypto's very volatile. But again, if you're building a business, if you're building Leo, Leo's price or Leo's value has nothing to do with the price. Leo's value is going to be increasing because of the efforts of each and every one of us. That's what we've talked about for an hour, the efforts of each and every one of us. So the more you're doing on the platform, the more you take ownership or the more people take ownership of Leo and bring that ownership mindset and do whatever's required, which means threading your ass off, which means putting up blogs every day, which means commenting, which means figuring out how to do business, which means to those of you doing news on Leo, fine, get involved with Music on Leo. Get involved with your own thing. Create books on Leo. Somebody started books on Leo. Get involved with that. There's nothing wrong with that. And go comment that, support that, upvote that. Go through the tag there and you know, engage with all the books there or whatever they have. I haven't paid too much attention to it, but give that community or give that initiative some support. You know, and start your own classic cars on Leo. You know, anything.
Hair Club for Men on Leo by Task and Me. Yeah, no?
Yeah, well, we'll be the crash test dummies or whatever. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, art on Leo, painting, whatever, basket weaving, you know, baking on Leo.
Basket weaving. We always have that example. It's always basket weaving. That's okay. We love the basket weavers.
That was always the throwaway thing in the 80s.
Dog training. That was the other one too.
Yeah, dog training on Leo. But yeah, you know, how about dogs on Leo, puppies on Leo, cats on Leo, pets on Leo, you know, all this type
snails
of stuff.
Snails on Leo.
Well, I mean, think of how many breeds of dogs are there? How many variations are there? How many aspects of dogs are there? You got dog breeding, you got dog shows, you got everything. Why don't we put that information on there? Again, it feeds Leo AI, but it's like all of a sudden people might be interested. You know, photography on Leo. Put up tips on photography and stuff like that. I mean, the possibilities are endless. But it's like, what do you see? Here's a picture of my lunch. Well, unless you include a recipe, that has no value. So at least include the damn recipe for your lunch. Well, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, okay. So it's not a very complicated recipe.
But you know what? It's a recipe.
It's a recipe. And you probably don't need premium to do that because it's a rather simple recipe.
Two pieces of bread, jam, peanut butter there.
Put the jam and peanut butter between the two.
Put them together.
Slice the bread.
So a little bit of housekeeping before we get out of here. Don't forget, we will be back on Thursday. For another fun-filled episode. Your guys' questions were A-plus today. We were worried if
Lay all of tomorrow,
11 a.m. Eastern. I'll be giving out Leo Premium account courtesy of DKid14, his gracious donation to the show. And I've got quite a bunch of stuff.
Criteria for that? Is it you're going to randomly pick somebody from the Threadcast? How does that work?
Yeah, just someone who's in the Threadcast who's not yet premium. You know, so all use of olive hashtag over the next might show preferential treatment, may or may not, because I love seeing that trending rather than my diary.
Do you have a problem with my diary?
Well, there's a few hashtags I think we need to get rid of, like in Leo hashtag, hive hashtag.
Stop using it,
folks. That does absolutely nothing for anyone, and you're killing unicorns.
Yeah, it's like, no shit. We know you're on in Leo.
Yeah, guess what? We know the blockchain you're on, guys. We know the platform you're using. Dogs are starting to bark, so that's my cue. Have a fantastic evening, guys. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern for La Olive. The dog is excited. Everyone's excited. We'll see you, Toodles.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.